Yes, standing by. This is K8RDX, Warren, Michigan. Anyone out there? N8LJN mobile monitoring.
It was WA8LJN. This is WA8WQU.
Not sure I got that call right. W-A-8, I apologize. Give me your call back. And mine is November 8, Lima, Juliet, November. And the name is Larry.
Larry? Hey, here's Terry, Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Larry. And, I gotta look at my SWR here. stand by just a second here. Get a flashlight. With my eyes. Got to make sure. Oh, that's good. That's coming here. Oh, this is cool. This is great. I have to tell you about this. Call is WA8. Whiskey, Quebec, uniform, warm quilted underwear.
You're killing me with that one, Terry. Very well done. If your SWR is okay, I'm getting a little static in the background, a little hiss, I would say. Could be me. I'm about 5 miles from the Lapeer repeater, and we are probably coming through the CMIN network. Roger?
I'm pretty sure, Larry. On my FT-2900 on this particular bank, I don't think I have the 6-2. So you must be transmitting on the 6-2 then?
Roger that. Yeah, we're on 146.62, and we're in Lapeer County. The repeater is a mile east of Lapeer City.
Okay, stand by a second. I don't have the 6-2 in this bank. And every time I try to do something, dual exercise. What's a buzzword for that? Can't think of what it is. When you try to do two things at the same time.
Well, I call it multitasking. On a radio, I think it's a dual watch. And what's your location?
Note that down, multitasking. There's been other times I wanted to use the word. I can't multitask too well. Now, my location is in Genesee County, near Clio. I'm in on the 3-8 machine, 147-3-8 machine, over.
Roger that. I use the 3-8 machine a lot. I work in Flint, and so halfway to work, I switch over. And we're coming through on the CMIN network. Thanks to all of those great folks volunteering at the Central Michigan Emergency Network. They really do a wonderful job for us for the weekend. Talk across counties. It's a very good service. NLJN.
LJN, Mobile. I'm glad you signed Mobile, because I don't usually pick up anybody that doesn't sign Mobile. I'll drop things. I had SWR meter in my hand when you called, and I thought, well, I'll pick up the Mobile and check this thing out in the meantime. Believe it or not, Larry, I'm using a 160-meter antenna for meters here on the 3-8. 160-meter long wire antenna. It's actually an inverted L.
Yeah, that's a very long wire for tuner. What kind of tuning are you using?
The what?
What kind of tuning are you using? Certainly it's not just the radio, right? You got a manual tuner to dial me in?
No tuner. No, it's just 100 and some feet of inverted L long wire antenna. Actually, it's an old HF6V butternut antenna that I took the coils off and using the 25 feet of massing, put it in a chain link fence post, and put another 100 feet of wire on it, and works good on 160. I've only used it about 5 or 6 times, and that was on the JS8 digital mode. You do any digital mode stuff, like JS8 or FT8?
Well, I'm getting there. I've got the radio finally. I've got signal link. And I'm trying to put it all together. I got a GoBox that's coming tomorrow. And I've been working on this for months. But maybe someday I'll finally get on digital modes. I understand GSA call is pretty popular right now. And of course there's FT8.
Now you're about 50% noise right now, Larry. You're about 50% noise. Okay on the signal link and all. I don't operate the Foxtrot Tango 8, but I do the Juliet Sugar 8, mainly because of the message format. You can leave a message for somebody, kind of like the old packet days.
Roger that, with the old packet days, that's exactly what I'm aiming for, and I like JSA call for that reason. Thanks for the signal report. I am in Imlay City now, a good 9 miles from the repeater, so I don't doubt that I'm not as strong as I once was.
You're still good for a mobile. You're still good for a mobile if somebody else wants to pick you up, but I got to get back to my project, Larry. I'm in the middle of stuff and on the TV tray and everything else, so I'm going to get back to my project. We'll have a ride with you a little while. Thanks for the ride. Happy, healthy, and a safe 4th of July. May the 4th be with you. 33, Larry. N8LJN Mobile, WAAWQU, QRT, this frequency.
WAAWQU. Gary, thank you so much for the QSO. Your timing's perfect. I just arrived at my first errand, and so I need to get out and get some things ready for the 4th. And I want to wish you as well a good 4th, and may the 4th be with you as well. That's pretty good. N-E-L-J-N, clear.
KF8BOT. 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 KF8BOT.
M-A-L-I-Y. Well, Echo H, Sierra Echo Victor monitoring. N-8-L-I-Y, listening.
Oh, you're good in this one.
Well, here in near Byron, I think, what was that?
Myers Lake.
We just left, and coming up on Ray Road going north.
Okay, you're doing good on this one. I mean, you were in on 3-4, it was just a little staticky.
Yeah, it's a tiny bit noisy, but I've got this little HD and the half-wave, quarter-wave, whatever it is, I got an antenna on the car, so I thought I'd give it a shot. And I did manage to load your program into the radio, and it seems to be working.
Oh, great. I'll tell you what, from the days of having to program each channel in to chirp, no question, that's my choice.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, but I think the older radios, you could manually enter in a lot easier, as I remember, but it seems that way. And that one, the AZU FT470, I don't think I loaded anything different in it. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think the Biofang is a little daunting sometimes. I can't remember. My old Kenwood seemed to be easier to get things in, but you know how it is. The old days always were better.
Yeah, it does seem that way. But yeah, I did. I used that chirp, and it was a little bit of a challenge to download it. But I'll tell you more about that later. But yeah, I got over it, got loaded, and it's a little bit clunky on plugging in the radio and downloading and uploading and unplug this and unplug that. I think it's a little bit weird or possibly flaky, but it all came together without too much of a hassle.
Okay, copy that. So did you spend the day out at the lake?
It was more of an evening thing. Me and I were downtown Flint until well after lunch. Came home for a couple of hours. Went to the lake at 6, and we're going home early because I've got to get up early. Yeah, I only ventured out briefly today, and it was a short run to pick up, and I was back in, just watching some of the American Battlefield Trust videos on YouTube at Gettysburg. So they were walking the fields of Gettysburg. I found that interesting. Yeah, I know that's something you're really interested in. I would have loved to watch that with you. That'd have been fun. Yeah, I'm still finishing up, but they do them every year, so it's interesting to hear interpretation from one year to another, one battlefield guide to another. So I'm sure it's tedious as hell to people who aren't interested. Yeah, and sometimes it changes because I'll learn something or have another story bring in, some other document or diary or something. Yeah, that's true. They keep refining the story all the time. Well, I'll give the 3-8 and 3-4 shot tomorrow, 5:30, 6 p.m. when I'm on my way home from work. And is there a net that goes on at that time or not? I don't think there's a Friday night net that I'm aware of. It was Thursday night on the 3-4. I'm not sure on the 3-8. I haven't figured them all out yet. I'm sure you will if you listen enough. Just put it on scan. Yeah, I'll start to figure it out. All right, well, maybe I'll give you a shout tomorrow. We'll see how well it works from there. And happy 4th of July, and thanks for helping me out. Anytime. Glad to have you back on the air. Glad you enjoyed your day. NHEV, I'll be here. N-8-L-I-Y, sir. NFAQ. NFAQ, W8RQS.